Morning.
Morning.
Morning. So, obviously.
Could you, are you the petitioner?
Yes.
Could you state your name and
Dustin
address
Hapshaw.
For the record, please?
286 Winkle Drive, Hollister, Missouri.
Okay. Go ahead.
So, petition to vacate platted road between my property and the neighbor's property that would dead end into the lake.
I've looked at it on the map, but you can't see the terrain actually on that. If you went through that platted road, would you be able to go to the lake?
It runs into core property, yes. The road would end in the lake between my lot and the neighbor's lot. So, yes, it would get all the way down to the water, I guess, or at least to core property. Mm-hmm. Is also immediately around the corner from the public boat launch at Dale Avenue.
There's a public access right around the corner where there's a boat launch and parking.
Yeah.
So I don't think we'd be taking away any
lake access.
Lake access, or we wouldn't be hurting anybody if we were to do that. Devin, are those roads Sleepy Hollow Road or Ho Home Trail or Winkle Drive, are those county roads?
Yes.
They are county roads. Okay. So would that be an extension of, is it Drowse Lane or Drowsy Lane?
It could be, but it was never taken in.
And it's never been, that road's never been developed, has it?
No.
Okay.
Are the neighbors aware of wanting to close this
section? Oh, yes. Very much.
Note that we have a letter from a Road and Bridge County Highway Administrator stating that it would not affect Road and Bridge in any way. So we had no concern.
I think, Mr. Elliott, are there just some proper procedure concerns possibly that we need to address more so than the actual vacating of the road?
Yeah, I mean, so if the utility provider issue wasn't addressed in the petition, so that substantively that appears to be an issue. I don't know if there are any there or not. This is a little bit of an odd situation because my understanding and looking back is that in 1961, Mr. Ashfar's lot as well as two or three other lots were surveyed, and during that survey, this 30-foot road easement was created. Those three or four lots plus this road is not actually part of the Siesta Cove subdivision. And so that was my procedural concern, is that it's not actually part of the subdivision. And if you go and look at the subdivision plat, it was platted in 1965. So it does show the roadway, but it's not part of that subdivision plat, if that makes sense. So it's a little bit of an unusual situation where you have this little cutout right there. Because these four properties are not actually in a platted subdivision. So that's a little unusual. Normally, whenever y'all see a road vacate that's not in a platted subdivision, it's, you know, the 12 signatures by property owners in the township, and, you know, it gets heard at the first term and then bound over to the second term and what have you. That's traditionally where we see road vacates for roads not in a platted subdivision.
So it would be your suggestion would be that it may have been filed under the wrong statute?
That's my concern.
Your concern is. So, Mr. Ashar, are you aware that there's two different statutes you can vacate a road under?
No.
So there's two different statutes you can vacate a road under. And the concern that our council is bringing up is that it was possibly done under the wrong statute.
Okay.
And mostly, if you don't mind.
No, go ahead.
Under this section, it's designed, like if your property was part of Siesta Cove subdivision, absolutely correct. It's just because and are you familiar with what I'm talking about? I think it was your property as well as three other lots were surveyed prior to Siesta Cove being created.
I think I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, it looks like your lot as well as I think three lots south of yours plus the 30-foot roadway were surveyed separately in 1961, and then the developer in 1965 platted all the other roads and parcels in Siesta Cove.
Okay.
And so you're not technically part of that subdivision, which is the
weird
technical
So if he were to bring it to us under the correct, under a statute that gives you less concern, would he have to wait until the next date to do so? Or is it something that we could take up before that because he's already petitioned this way? Or moving forward, what would be?
I think the bad news about that approach is you'd have to hear it the first time in October and the second time in January.
In January, okay.
That's bad news.
And I normally have that statute with me. That do you have that statute that you could?
228.110.
Yeah. That
228.110.
Right now.
It'll direct you exactly.
So that will guide me in filing the proper petition?
Correct.
Okay.
So it's very similar. The big difference is you're going to have to get 11 other property owners in that township to sign. The petition process is very similar.
Okay.
The difference is, though, if you are able to get that done in the next, you know, 30, 60 days, it'll be heard by the commission on the first day of October. So like this is the first day of the July term.
Right.
It would be heard for the first time on the first day of the October term. Then the commission has to hold that over to January to actually do it. So that's the big difference between this process and that one is you have to come to the commission twice technically.
Okay.
But if you look at that section, I mean, the requirements are a little bit different, but if you've looked at the requirements under this section, they're going to be familiar to you.
Very similar, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess, so when you say township, 11 other people.
That's the Oliver Township, correct?
Like of Hollister?
Well, it's the Oliver Township, is it?
Which township is it? Do you know what township you're in?
Absolutely not.
It could be Oliver, would it not? It's down Poverty Point area?
Yeah.
If you go to our website, it'll tell you the
township. It'll tell where, okay.
But anyway, the township is a large area. It's not just a small
right.
City. you shouldn't have any problems getting those signatures. And then, just for clarification, you said property owners. Do they have to be registered voters within Taney County, or do they have to be property owners within that township?
I think we're just property owners.
For that statute, okay.
I thought it was registered
voters. It is for a lot of things. I don't know if it's for that statute. I don't know.
It'll tell you.
Okay. 12 residents.
So residents, not voters. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for your time.
If you don't see a township on the map, just call and we'll get you.
And we're going to go ahead and probably vote this one down. That way they can move forward with that. And then if you do have any questions, though, Nikki, can he contact you?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you can contact Nikki in our office. And then also, you know, however you guys want to communicate, if you have any questions, we do. A lot of times attorneys are in here doing it for people, just
right,
so that way it is done properly. With less confusion, but that's entirely up to you.
We can't give you legal advice, but we're happy to answer questions about the process.
I appreciate it greatly. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Did you already have an order made up for this one or no?
I didn't because of the procedural issue.
Okay. Move to deny the vacation of a platted roadway in Siesta Cove subdivision file number 22-062RB.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Bid recommendation for motor oil and hydraulic oil number 202205-499.
To RFP 202205-499, which will be motor oil and hydraulic oil. I'd like to call your attention to the spreadsheet you should each have in your packet. We only received one bid, and that was from Gabe's Oil Incorporated, doing business as Heritage Petroleum LLC. They gave us a couple of different options. Because the prices right now are fluctuating, they're giving us an annual price that will have an increase. And the second option is going to be a quarterly price. Each of them, for the price increases, they would be notifying us within 30 days. To me, it doesn't make a lot of sense to pay an annual rate if it hasn't increased that much. I think they're projecting.
Yes, I had quite a bit of discussion with a sales rep and actually ask him if he could do it this way, rather than the county paying the what they think it's going to be by the end of the year, all year long. Had him do the quarterly option, and as they get rate increases, they would send the county that letter stating what the rate increase would be.
But they're going to provide us proof.
Yeah.
That they're actually getting a rate increase.
But the Citgo products, all of them would fulfill our need for all the equipment and vehicles that we have. The Shell product was not available due to being out of stock and other allocations.